Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Lickety-split fashion.
That's what they call me on the beat. Lickety-split.
Lickety-split Weeder.
Dan Weeder.
We'll mention this mainly because Dan Weeder said we would mention this nugget.
Bears beat reporter for The Athletic.
What's your initial reaction to the news that the Bears have signed Chauncey Gardner-Johnson?
It's an interesting one for sure. He's been a lot of different places. I'm going to make sure today that Javon Wims and Anthony Miller aren't in the locker room because both those guys have taken swings at Chauncey Gardner-Johnson
right.
for the Bears. And so you know you're getting a guy who's a bit of an antagonist.
Yeah. Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
Who did Dan Weaver pick on the Take the North podcast? Just out of curiosity.
I'm pretty sure Weezy took the... Studs is there. I think he picked, I want to say he picked Baltimore to win, but I can't possibly listen to every single word Dan Weeder says during the Take the North podcast.
You're just on a podcast with him. You don't
TTS. TTN.
Come on, Molly. You know how that works. You can't listen to everything Haas says.
Dan Weeder.
Go ahead, Dan.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers in Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Our guy Dan Weederer joining us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Weedsy, thanks for joining us. What's going to be your routine for Halloween with kiddos tonight?
Yeah, we've got the younger crew in our neighborhood, the first graders in our crew. Seventh grader is going off to a different neighborhood tonight. So this is one of those changing of the guard sort of situations here where we won't see him till later on. I'm sure he'll come back with a pillowcase full of candy that I'll steal half of and we'll try to be sugared up for the next 6 to 7 weeks.
I was going to ask, do you tax the kids when they come back with bags of candy?
Usually they've got free reign for about a week and then we have so much surplus that it there comes a point where my wife just takes it to work and starts giving it away to anybody that'll take it. So
this should be tracked, the post-Halloween weight gain at the office for everybody, because it happens here, like all the candy ends up on the bar out here.
Whatever mommy wants, mommy gets.
Yeah. It's the truth.
Ben Johnson comfortably talking about Halloween and leaving everything to the wife. He was in a decent mood today, huh? Even with all the injuries, Dan.
Yeah. Fridays are fun. It's a little looser out here, a smaller crowd out here. And Ben's been a good sport most of the year of playing along with the shtick and the shenanigans before we get into the business part of things. And that was certainly the case today. And we've got that beautiful soundbite that Tanny just played that's going to live with us for the rest of time.
Well, wait, did you hear the LaFleur version?
Oh, dude.
I did. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he is not having any of your Halloween stuff.
I saw that on social media earlier today, and I was like, Maddie, loosen up, fella. Like, let's just calm down a little bit and let's loosen up a bit. We've got plenty of minutes in the day to tend to football without having to be so uptight all the time.
Well, let's be honest. What began as a year where you allowed yourself to dream of like LaFleur having maybe Ben Johnson get under his skin and maybe the gap kind of narrowing a little bit. Like the Bears stuff is one thing. Those Packers, they might be the best team in the NFL, Dan.
Well, they're certainly playing well. And, you know, the way that they finished that game last Sunday night, impressive. You've got a team that it has a little bit more clarity with its identity. It's something, obviously, I think the Bears are starting to seek with who they want to be and how they can get there quicker. It's an interesting division for sure at this stage. And this game is so critical for the Bears to try to take advantage of another opportunity here. They missed an opportunity in Baltimore, as we've talked about all week. And now you've got another golden opportunity there to go get a road win in a game that would position you to stay in contention where you want to be.
This segment with Dan Weider is sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. It's meant to be, and it's also brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. The DeAndre Swift being out, he is not going to play this Sunday. How big a deal is that for the Bears offense?
I think it's significant. I'm a little bit surprised because Swift has been so good during his time here and previously at finding ways, despite how much pain he's feeling. I'm getting on the field on game day. The Bears have chosen now, with this thing lingering a little bit too long, to give him a Sunday off and see how he regroups. And so now you've got to turn things over to Kyle Manungai and hope that he can carry your running game for the short term. And then I don't know what that looks like behind him, whether Roschon Johnson will be next in line for carries, whether Travis Homer will mix in at all, or even if Britton Brown might get a little bump from the practice squad and have some action in the backfield. Roschon, that remains to be seen till Sunday. Roschon's out, right? Yeah, so he won't be part of the mix.
Yeah. Said so I was just checking on that and left my mic on by accident, Dan. But you know, I think Britton Brown looked pretty good in the preseason, and he's been hanging around on the practice squad, obviously practicing, but thinking he's ready for carries. We see this in the NFL all the time. He's a capable running back, isn't he?
Capable, yeah. If you want to give him 5 or 6 touches and see what he can do with them, maybe you get a glimpse there. I think you guys are very well aware at how vulnerable this Bengals defense is, how bad they've been in every facet. They're bad against the run. They're bad against the pass. They're bad on third down. They're bad in the red zone. Their best pass rusher isn't playing, most likely. And so you've got a chance here to get your offense humming a little bit in a way where we can walk into week 10 saying, boy, the Bears looked really, really good on Sunday, and that's a positive sign in the development of this entire unit.
Yeah, they're like 32nd or 30th in just about absolutely everything. So, God, 5 or 6 carries for Britton Brown. That means it really is a Kyle Manungai, you know, heavy load game, and maybe a bunch of DJ Moore. But can they afford to do that with no Luther Burden? What's going to happen with wide receiver depth chart as I throw 3 questions at you? Jahdae Walker going to be on this roster on Sunday?
Well, you know, Jahdae Walker got into the game last week, which was, you know, a little bit of a revelation there late in that football game. It was very strange out here on Wednesday to have their top 4 receivers out of practice. You know, you're talking about Luther Burden in concussion protocol, Olamide dealing with the knee injury, Rome's got the heel problem, and DJ still fighting through that hip groin, whatever else you want to call it, injury that he's been dealing with for the last couple of weeks. And so they had a weird practice on Wednesday where you've got to just kind of patch things together and hope that you can get the work that you need done while installing a game plan for this specific week. And so it's going to be interesting to see kind of how that factors into Sunday. I would hope that Ben Johnson, in studying this Bengals offense, has found answers of things that he'd like to attack and exploit. And We'll just have to wait until Sunday afternoon to see specifically what that looks like.
Considering the depth in the defensive backfield, it was a little surprising, and I guess also not surprising at the same time, to see Quani B talk about some things and talk about both of the top two receivers in the NFL. I can't imagine that the Bengals were looking past anybody, but I would think that with that latest revelation, they may have gotten some extra attention on that depleted Bears defensive backfield.
It's going to be interesting to see how they do it. It's good to see Tyrique Stevenson back. I'll say that in a week where they need as many bodies as they can have and as many capable bodies as they can find. Getting him back this week, I think, is going to be a big plus for that secondary. We have no idea kind of what the role will look like, other than that C.D. Gardner-Johnson will be. He likes to be called C.D., by the way, in case people are trying to figure out what
C.D.
to call
Deuce.
Him. So, you know, he's going to have to figure in the slot, and Nashawn Wright is going to be a guy that you're going to lean on a little bit. It's a really good receiving core with one guy that can blow it open, you know, as fast as you can blink an eye. And so you better be aware of where Jamar Chase is at all times. You better have people that know how to not only cover him, but tackle him once he catches the football. I had a laugh at some of Jaquan's, you know, trash talk banter yesterday to reporters in the locker room, where he was talking about making Justin Jefferson cry a few years ago in a game where Justin Jefferson, I think, had 94 yards in the first quarter. It's like, I'll take the other side of that every time. If the guy is a little bit upset in the second half, but he's already gone for 150 on you, I don't think you really won that battle. And so they better be ready to face a really, really talented guy Sunday in Jamar Chase.
A terrific piece on Jamar Chase from Dan Wiederer over at The Athletic. And you've got all the current stuff, but I love that you talked to Al Harris about the best wide receivers that he has faced. And I'll give the quote first from Al Harris. Very rarely do you see big guys who can run routes. His change of direction is good. His ability to make combat catches is good. And he goes on and on about Chase. But listeners, listen to the names that Al Harris said were the best wide receivers that he covered. Calvin Johnson, Randy Moss, Marvin Harrison, Terrell Owens, and an extra nod of appreciation for Jimmy Smith. I love that mention. That is a complete, all of those guys are similar to Chase, like complete big-bodied wide receivers.
He lit up when he talked about Jimmy Smith, and that was a name I hadn't heard in a long time. Jimmy Smith was probably on three or four of my fantasy teams way back in the day, and you're like, oh yeah, Jimmy Smith used to light it up for the Jaguars, and he was just so smooth catching passes from Mark Brunell. There's a lot of good receivers that Al Harris faced. He was, again, you know, last year in Dallas, he was on the wrong end of a 177-yard, two-touchdown performance from Jamar Chase, and there's a lot of people in this building who have been on the wrong end of Jamar Chase since he came in the league in 2021. Dennis Allen on that list, Kevin Byard on that list. Nick McCloud was a teammate with Jamar Chase when he was a rookie and saw him go for 200 for the first time against Baltimore in like the second month of his rookie season. So there's a lot of firsthand knowledge in this building about what that player can do.
Al Harris going to talk the same ish about turnovers in pregame this week?
Yeah, man.
I mean, no turnovers meant a very different scenario. Do they have to get turnovers against Cincinnati, Dan? We lose Dan Wiederer. We might have lost our connection there with Dan for
I think
a second.
We lost it.
Yeah.
We lost our connection.
Because Al Harris has been saying in pregame, we're going to get four. And then they went out and got four. Then last week he's like, we're only going to get three.
We're only going to get three this time.
And they got none.
By the way, did you watch Lamar last night?
Oh, dude. Lamar, yeah, there's...
He's so good.
He's won an MVP twice and won it three times. The one
he walked out there and was just like, touchdown for you, touchdown for you, touchdown for you, and touchdown for you. Good night, everybody.
I think it's the fourth one. Is it the fourth one to Bateman? Might have been the third one where it's down the middle of the field. And he
climbed the pocket.
All he did was climb the pocket until he had a lane. And I was thinking about so many plays with Caleb, including the last one with DJ Moore. Your job is to move your way around the pocket and climb the pocket until you have a lane. And I'm kind of putting together a theory on Caleb in this way.
I like that.
You know, because I feel like when he scrambles, it's a full boat scramble that ends with a shot from the sideline looking for the big game, as opposed to an in-between game where all you're doing is moving around until the opportunity presents itself. It's like a basketball player who can shoot threes or dunk, but is yet to develop the in-between game.
What you'd love to see is, because what you are seeing is like an orbit scramble by Caleb because he's trying to get loose and open up windows. You'd love to see the drill that quarterbacks do where they're just kind of chopping their feet as they're climbing the pocket.
Yeah, it's just a little bit of a climb and a little bit of a chop. And oh, there's a guy. And then get rid of it.
And then release. All right, you were saying to Dan Weeder, who has rejoined us.
So do they need turnovers to make this a win in Cincinnati, Dan?
Yeah. And you're going to probably need multiple turnovers in most of your victories in 2025. And so, look, nobody's expecting them to get four every time they go out. But I do think that this defense is going to rely on getting at least one and preferably two in games that they want to win. And so you're going to have to do that against a quarterback who's a veteran, who knows how to take care of the football, who's obviously settled in quite nicely since he got there in Cincinnati earlier this month. And so it's a challenge. Bears are going to have to find ways to turn their playmakers loose to make those plays, and hopefully you get one or two opportunities that you capitalize on. And then if you capitalize on them, the offense has then got to capitalize on them and put the ball in the end zone instead of settling for three.
Joe Flacco is listed as questionable. He's had pretty good success with that offense in these last couple of weeks. Why?
Look, I just think that he's a true veteran who knows what he's seeing, and he knows where the football needs to go in his offense. You know, I think probably most impressive since he got there is they revived their running game, and Chase Brown looks like the real deal again. And so that, I think, has given them some encouragement there in Cincinnati. But when you throw 126 passes and 54 of them are to one guy, it's an indication that you know where your bread is buttered and you know where the football needs to go for the big plays to occur. Flacco's been able to get those unlocked. Obviously, we know how dangerous T. Higgins can be as well. Look, the Bears just 2 years ago saw Joe Flacco throw for, 200 yards in the fourth quarter of that comeback win in Cleveland, which was such a devastating loss in that football game, if you guys remember that one clearly. And so they know here that you're not going to make a fool out of Joe Flacco. You're just going to have to try to contain him enough so that you can swing the game in your favor.
Dan, let's go back to C.J. Gardner-Johnson for a minute. My partner has set the over-under on 2.5 games, Lawrence, or 2.5 weeks.
I'll say two. That him being suited up for 2.5 games is the over-under.
Okay, so yeah, I'm going over on that because I think he's got some last chance vibes here with a coach who knows him, and I hope that message is clear. And the Bears could use the depth. Would you go over or under if you had to bet like Terry Rozier?
Well, look, we know that Kyler Gordon's going to be missing for at least four games, and so I'm going to take the over there because you're going to need somebody to fill that void while Kyler Gordon is out. And I wouldn't be surprised if Kyler Gordon was out longer than the four that are required for him to be out. And so, look, like, you don't make this signing unless you feel a little bit of desperation, right? Unless you feel a little bit of urgency. I think it does speak a little bit to Ben Johnson's competitive side, to Dennis Allen's competitive side, that they chose to roll these dice, because I think we're all aware that there is a gamble to this. Like, it's not a contract gamble. It's a locker room disruption gamble. And can you keep this in the right space for him to be an asset for you on game day without being a distraction for you every other day of the week, including on game day?
I'll say this. We've come a long way from a lack of desire to draft Jalen Carter to a willingness to even sign a guy like this. In the NFL, at the very least, you need to have a room that you can trust with a risk like this. So that part I like.
The Bears are selling that for sure. Dennis Allen and Kevin Byard were among those who said, look, like, you need players like this on your team, guys that have an edge to them. And then it's up to everybody else to police them and to make sure that edge doesn't cross a line. And so, you know, it's something that you're going to keep an eye on. There's a reason that a guy gets six interceptions for a Super Bowl winning defense and is out the door. And then he goes to his next stop and he's out the door within 3 weeks, and he goes to his next stop and he doesn't even last 8 days. And, you know, here you are on your fourth team of the calendar year. And so, they're aware of what they signed up for, and then it's just kind of trying to come up with a plan to make sure that you keep it on your terms going forward. Lawrence, what's your biggest concern in terms of the very, very short timeline that you've set for this?
I think that they really just were looking at their defensive backfield depth chart this week and being like, we got to have someone to get us at least through the week. And now that Tyreek is healthy, it helps them because it means that they can be more flexible. I imagine he'll play this week and probably next week, but then after that, I'm not sure.
Yeah, we'll keep tabs on it. And look, I think they probably have longer term hopes. And again, we'll just see kind of how he how he assimilates. I will say in his first day in the locker room on Wednesday, he seemed like he was making it around to all pockets of the locker room, introducing himself and being pretty vibrant in there. So I don't think there's probably a lot of guys in there right now who don't know who he is at this point. And so hopefully he can show everybody else who he is as a player on Sunday.
The desperation part is interesting to me because I'm kind of trying to look at that as a hopeful thing. And I know that's weird when we talk about desperation, but it signals at least to me that Ben Johnson thinks that this is a good team worth taking risk on.
Sure. You know, I agree with you there. And Ben has reiterated the message from January through October that he thinks his team is capable of winning now, you know, and so that's backed up by actions like this, where you feel like you have the need to get a player that can help you stay in playoff contention. And so they didn't have to give up any draft capital for this. The contractual agreement isn't anything that's going to handcuff them for the long term. And so these dice are rolled, and you know, you have to decide inside the building, you know, what's your tolerance policy? Is it zero tolerance? Is it low tolerance? Like, what are you going to be willing to put up with for a guy that can help you in your defensive backfield? And we'll kind of get the first signs of that and the first glimpse at that on Sunday.
Weezy, we appreciate it, man. Have a good time in Cincinnati.
Yeah, first I got to go eat all this Halloween candy, though, Lawrence. I'm gonna be in a sugar coma by the end of the World Series game tonight, I think.
You probably might need it to stay up, though.
Reese's tax. Reese's tax.
Yeah,
never
man.
Enough.
It's never, ever enough.
Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit if it's Halloween.
Damn, we know that Matt LaFleur doesn't care, but Dan Wiederer does.
Yes, he does.
He's got stuff. Thanks, Dan. We appreciate you. It's good. Why don't we talk about the Bulls?
Man.
Talk about the Bulls!
When there's a Hall of Famer who's a great talker and a made guy, you get some real answers. And we like real answers around here.
Yes, the Bulls are off to a great start. And these first 10 games are not easy. They've got a back-to-back going on with the Knicks this weekend, which is worth us discussing.
Mm-hmm.
And do they have a young superstar? We'll work through some of that with Billy Donovan next here on...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy.
Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
A score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Yeah, you know, we call today Feel Good Friday, so I'm trying to stick to that, you know?
I like it.
Afternoons on the Score.
Let's listen to Donovan.
Oh, hitting me in the feels with the Donovan. Let's go. But that's maybe not the Donovan that people were expecting. It's okay.
And if you get the Donovan reference, just make sure your affairs are in order.
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
What?
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, when was Donovan popular?
Oh, man.
Late 50s, early 60s,
no,
right?
Late 60s.
Hey, get your affairs in order.
early 70s.
Goodfellas is 1990, so it might be on the cusp, possibly.
Yeah, well, so there you go. So that's that song in Goodfellas, and his Season of the Witch is the closing credits for To Die For. And it's awesome in that movie, too. So Donovan is everywhere. But Billy Donovan was on the morning show today.
Yes, Billy Donovan was on the morning show. And why not? The Bulls are undefeated right now. They're playing good basketball. They're sharing the ball. They're playing with pace. All of those things that you want the Bulls to do. The first four games of the season have felt like the vision that Billy has wanted for a long time.
Yeah, man, and he was really good talking about that. The whole interview is really good. If you're a Bulls person, make sure you seek it out. I texted David Haw and told him how good I thought it was. He talked about that vision and the pivot that they made last year to try and play fast and become this team that they are now as a whole. So I like the vision. I like what they're doing. I like that they're deep. You have said very often that they need that star to get next level. So I wanted to make sure that you heard and the listeners heard his answer about Matas Buzelis. Because like Shaq and Kenny and everybody said the other night, ooh, Matas is nice. Like the growing star power of Matas Buzelis is something to take notice of. And Billy was asked about him. And I, you know, in terms of his makeup and what his ceiling is, that's the question. What's the ceiling for Matas Buzelis? And the answer was real.
You know, he's very, very interesting because, you know, I love coaching him and working with him because he walks a really, I think, a great line. I think a lot of times when people are confident, they can come across very, very arrogant. And maybe when people are extremely humble, they maybe come across like they're not confident. Matas has got great belief in himself, but he's also got great humility in terms of the fact that he has an awareness that he's 21 years old and there's still a lot more for him to grow in and get better in. And he does not have the mentality that, you know, hey, I'm here. I don't need to get better. He really tries to work. He wants to watch film. He wants to hear the truth. He wants to know areas he's got to get better in. I give him a lot of credit because we've really challenged him here this year to take a step. And it's very hard, I think, when you go from your rookie year to your second year, and now the league in general has a pulse on you, because the first part of his rookie season, his, you know, minutes were somewhat limited. And then coming through the All-Star break, he really earned that starting position, earned a lot of playing time. And you always get a little bit concerned as a coach when a guy's going to his second year. Does he understand what he's walking into? And I do think the best teacher for any of these guys is experience. And he's going to go through some experiences this year that are going to help him grow. You know, I go back to, you know, the Orlando game, which was the second game of the year, and he played really, really well opening night against Detroit. But he played 12 minutes, and he fouled out against a really big, strong physical front court in Orlando. But you know what? Like, he bounces back, and that's the thing I love about him, is he doesn't dwell in mistakes. He doesn't dwell in the past. He wants to know how he's got to get better. He tries to absorb, you know, what he does, good or bad, and then tries to improve upon it. But it never impacts his belief in himself. And I've got great admiration for that.
Man, so hearing him talk about the makeup was really cool. We've talked so much about Caleb's makeup and other young players. To hear him talk about Matas that way was cool to me.
Billy is really interesting to me for a lot of reasons. I think he is wonderful at explaining basketball. And I love when if whether it's a press conference or if he's talking with Mully and Haw, I love when he is out here talking about the game. What I think is super interesting about him as a coach is he makes young guys earn it. He's still a player's coach, but the young guys have got to earn it. And I think that Io, along with his own fortitude and the way that Io was raised and what happened with him down in Champaign, I think that he owes that second contract and now this opportunity at a third contract to Billy Donovan, because Billy Donovan stayed on Io, like, and with a player that craves that type of attention to detail and being pushed, look at what it's done for Io. It's made him generational wealth from a guy who was drafted very low, for considering how good of a college player he was.
I think you're absolutely right. And there were times last year where people were like, throw Mattis out there. Come on, man. He's your best player.
And
what are
he
you doing?
Made him earn it.
Damn right.
And that's the point I wanted to get to, is that he made Mattis earn it. So some of that humility is built in, because a coach was like, I'm not just going to let you do whatever you want. Like, I understand that you have this great talent. We need to nurture that, and you need to earn the opportunity to go out there and be with your teammates.
Remember the conversation we had with Billy on the concourse last year? And we're like, man, he really wants to teach young kids and really wants to kind of do the thing. And he's like happy doing that. And he is happy doing that. And that's what he's doing. And oh, by the way, they're winning. And that's really fun and takes it to a different level. But this is what he wants to do, man. He wants to drive people and make them better and give them an opportunity. He is now, though, one of the elder statesmen of the NBA. And he was talked about by DeMar DeRozan the other night in that way. He was talking about, like, hey, you know, I played for Popovich and I played for Billy, and I put Billy up there with everybody, with the very best. So David asked Billy about what it's like to be an elder statesman in this league.
You know, I think when you're first starting out in coaching, right, you want to do well and you want to prove yourself and do those kind of things. And, you know, I think being a part of the two national championship teams at Florida, and I'm thankful it happened at a young age. You know, after you win those things, you get to that point, you get a perspective of, like, what is this really all about? And I never forget, I saw Tom Brady, he was on like 60 Minutes, and they had won like 3 out of 5 Super Bowls. And he said, is this all it really is? And I do think, you know, we're in a results-orientated business, right? But what happens when you're not holding the trophy at the end of every season? You know, what is the meaning in coaching? What is the meaning in 82 games or an entire season with a group of guys? And the thing that was so great about the Sacramento game, not only, you know, winning the game, but after the game, you know, I'm back in the office in the United Center, and the door knocks, and DeMar and Zach come in. And we sat down and talked for like 20 minutes. And it wasn't even about basketball. It was more about their families, what's going on in their life. And I just love those two guys as guys. They're great. And when you go through an NBA season, there's going to be ups and downs, highs and lows. There's going to be confrontation, disagreements, you know, a lot of that. But it's the relationships, to me, that really withstand. And I think that was really evident to me when I went to Springfield, was the number of players that came back, not only, you know, from the Bulls, but from my team at Marshall, guys that I was an assistant coach for at Kentucky, my guys at Florida. And I love DeMar, and I love Zach. Those guys are great guys. And it was so great to see them after the game and be able to share some time. So to me, it's always about the relationship. And I think the relationships get stronger a lot of times when it gets difficult. You know, when you have a group of players and coaches that are trying to get to a certain place for the team, you know, everybody's not going to see eye to eye all the time. But when you're working together, it's through the difficulties that I think the relationships really, really form. And I was very, very blessed to be around Zach for nearly 5 years, DeMar for 3 years. And I said this prior to the game, you know, they asked me about what stood out about those guys. And I said, people can watch them between the lines and see their talent and their greatness. but I get the chance to see who they are as men. They're great dads. They're great husbands. They love their kids. They're invested in their families. They're invested in their teammates. They're just really good people. And I feel like throughout my time coaching, I've been very, very fortunate that I've been around some amazing coaches and I've been around some amazing players, not only talented, but really, really good quality people.
So he's asked about what it's like to be an elder statesman, and that's where he goes. That's where he ends up, is like the relationships that he's made, and that's why he's thought of in those ways, is because it's been real stuff.
So when you see Pop roll into town, it's similar, where players just want to kind of be around him. They want to talk to him. They want to have some fun with him. They want to talk ball with him. I like the idea of those two guys just being like, yeah, let's go see Coach. Let's go see Coach before we get on the bus.
Isn't that beautiful? Hey, man, I'm going to go see Coach. You want to come with me?
Yeah. And then you have a good time just talking, and you don't have to worry about who's getting the ball because you're in another place and he's in another place, and you can just kind of talk. And we know that DeMar is a junkie. Like, he's a basketball junkie. So I imagine those conversations between him and Billy back when they were together were amazing with guys. Because if you think about it, the game has obviously changed. But when Billy was coming up as a player, DeMar is like a perfect player.
Yeah, that'd be the archetype of what you want.
Yes! And now the game has shifted and you have to think of it a little bit differently, and we're seeing if the Bulls can put together a team that fits the way that the league is playing now. But it's nice to hear that. I also just think that Billy likes to educate people about basketball.
Yeah, and he's got a soft enough touch because he's had to educate problematic players enough in his life that he appreciates, you know, the opportunity to do it with some grace. I'd love to ask him, all right, well, who was not like Modus? You know, like, who was a young player who thought they could just do it all and wasn't, didn't come at, and he would never say it publicly because he probably still even has empathy for those guys or some of those guys grew. But I find myself thinking about his young Oklahoma City teams, you know, and I find myself thinking about his times in you know, at Florida, you know, with all kinds of guys.
I was thinking about Florida's roster. And I mean, if you just think of the three main guys of that team, their personalities are completely different.
So Al Horford is still playing.
Yep.
Golden State, right?
Yep.
He's a bench piece on the freaking Warriors. That's insane to me. That guy was on Billy Donovan's national title teams. I mean, Joakim Noah's out here, you know, holding babies at the Rod Laver Cup, where his dad was the captain of the world tennis team.
Oh man, I heard a beautiful story on the Pivot. Boris Kodjo, who is a well-renowned actor, he's married to Nicole Ari Parker, and he grew up in Germany playing tennis, and he was saying how he got kind of like taken under Yannick's wing when he was a teenager. Wow. So he's like, yeah, so I kind of grew up with Joakim a little bit because they're close in age. And he was talking about like that experience and what it was like. And it was just this beautiful conversation about how you can find inspiration in a lot of places, and him being biracial growing up in Germany, having someone like Yannick to be like, hey, what's this like inside of the tennis world was just phenomenal. And you think, like, there should be a book, at least one, and probably multiple books on how Joakim Noah was raised. Like, with the athlete star father and the rock star artist mom.
The artist beauty queen rock star mom.
Yeah.
And philanthropist.
And the transcontinental way that he was raised.
Yeah.
Someone write that book. Scoop Jackson, get on that.
Yeah, Scoop would be a great call for that. You have questions about the way the Bulls are being discussed and covered that I know you wanted to hit on.
Well, I want to talk about how we should go forth covering
how you and I should.
Yeah, yeah, like this show, maybe even this radio station.
Yeah, well, that's good, because I've got thoughts on
you
that
do?
Too.
Yeah, in do. The short term and the long term. Yeah. I'll explain what I mean next.
I don't even know what you're talking about, but I got thoughts on it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Yeah, you know, we call today Feel Good Friday, so I'm trying to stick to that, you know?
I like it.
Afternoons on the Score.
That boy Bozellas is nice.
He is.
Okay, modest.
Tonight it starts NBA Cup group play as the Bulls host the Knicks at the United Center. Oh, yeah. Pre-game coverage starts at 6:45. Tip-off is at 7 on the Score. And the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts.
So we get a wacky floor tonight?
Yes.
We got an NBA Cup floor tonight? Man, I can't wait to hear Chuck and Bill checking out that floor.
Take a look at this, Bill. I'm slightly confused.
What? Just make sure you bring the donuts.
Oh, that's right. So your thoughts about the Bulls, sir, before we get to Olin Krutz at the top of the hour.
So here's where I'm at.
Okay.
I think this has been a really pleasant surprise at the beginning of the season for the Bulls. And I think most people were like, oh, well, does this mean that they have turned a corner? I'm not convinced of that, but it takes a lot to convince me of stuff. And that's okay. I'm wondering if now, with the start of this season, like, are we now covering a Bulls game like a Bears game or like a Cubs playoff game until we find equilibrium with the Bulls or they end up being a really good team? Like, what's the appetite for this for the score listener? Like, are they ready to buy back in on the Bulls because of a hot start, or are they in wait and see mode too?
All right, interesting.
Wait and see red mode.
There you go. Well, a couple questions in there. What's the appetite for it? I've always felt, to be self-aware here, that the appetite for it ought to be based on our appetite for it, that we trust our gauge as to whether we think it's worthwhile and interesting. So I guess I would put it back on you.
Okay. My interest in the Bulls is almost primarily modest.
And my interest in the Bulls right now is joy in the moment that they're actually taking a step in the right direction. And I'm okay with living at that. And I think you've heard that discrepancy in our conversations if you've listened. So it's an interesting place.
The beautiful part about it with Modest is like checking in on him like every game and being like, man, it's similar, and this is part of the reason I wanted to bring it up. It's similar to Caleb, where we're looking at each performance and we're going, okay, is this a step forward? I think that if you were to ask a Bulls fan who is also a Bears fan right now, if they feel like they have seen significant growth from Modest from the time he was drafted until where we are four games into season two,
yeah,
they would be able to be like, oh, absolutely, I've seen it. And so when it comes to the idea that maybe you have a star, is the coverage dictated yet? And I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is yet. But I think it's a worthwhile thing. I think checking in on both fronts when we check in for now is probably the right thing to do, because
like the Modest-o-meter and the vibe of the rest of the guys, yeah, and whether this is working out.
Right. And there'll come a time where just kind of celebrating the fact that they have a direction and are ramping in the right direction loses some of its sheen, kind of like the Ben Johnson is not Matt Eberflus thing, mm-hmm, on some level. But I'm still in the place where, like, it's been 3 years of horrible trade deadlines and off seasons where you're like, what are they doing? They're not doing anything. They're not doing enough. What the hell? They're just going to let this thing happen? And now they might be the same caliber in terms of win totals, but it's such a better way. And so I'm celebrating that. I also don't want to miss the opportunity for some joy, some joy and some fun.
I love what this texter says, literally buy in because of Comcast, like the idea of CHSN, like you having to, some people will have had to buy back in when you, yeah, look up and you go, oh, Bedard's doing cool Bedard stuff.
Yeah, man.
Oh, the Bulls are 4-0. Maybe I do need to. Maybe you're a White Sox fan that was like, I'll wait on the other stuff. Like, I'll wait on all of that. And then you get here and you're like, oh, Blackhawks hockey isn't miserable. Bulls basketball is fun. Maybe I need to invest.
And that's the thing. Like, I never lose sight, as long as I've been doing this, even as a producer, I have tried to never lose sight of the fact that these are an entertainment product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like our listeners and the hoop heads in this town, you know what a great basketball town this is. They now have a really good, interesting, engaging basketball product to watch. I'm not saying the team is really good. I'm saying it's...
No, I think I know.
It's a worthwhile basketball product to watch. They may get rolled by the Knicks tonight, but I want to see how they react and what they learn, and then they play them again on Sunday.
The problem, though, is we've been spending so much time with the Bulls and, to a certain extent, the Blackhawks as just an entertainment product. As just like, you know what? It's still fun to go over there. The NBA is a great product. Going to watch Bedard is kind of fun. And not having the same thirst for the winning part of it.
Well, now we get to really have the best of both worlds, hopefully, in terms of like...
That would be great.
They ought to win. They ought to win this game. Like, I think we should hold them to standards of like, this is a winnable game. And these Knicks games are really, I want to see them represent and play strong, and maybe they will win. Maybe they'll win the home game tonight. You know, I don't know. But
maybe they'll be playing for the cup.
Yeah, I mean, it's a worthwhile conversation, and I think it gets to this idea of allowing yourself to enjoy what is being built. You know, it's funny. I'll never forget. The Bulls built an entire marketing campaign after they lost the playoff series to the Celtics when Derek was a rookie. Or was he a rookie? It was his second year. I think he was a rookie.
2009, but
that,
right?
That incredible series where all the games went
end
to overtime.
Of his rookie year.
Yeah, where all the games went to overtime. There was the double overtime. Was there a triple overtime
there
game in there too? And I remember the entire marketing plan was built around, and understandably so, a series they lost. You know? And it's like, we get excited about the possibility of something being built. And that sometimes is as good as it gets. So let's enjoy that.
Let's find out what the Bears are building to try and win in Cincinnati. Olin Kreutz joins us next here on The Score.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.